all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, welcome to Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and today we're going to be talking about pushing your limits. That's right. How many of you have ever wanted to try for a try? I'm talking about triathlon, and we're going to be bringing in Tara Comer, who is a USAT certified coach in the triathlon. She's been an endurance athlete for 20 years, competed in 2 Ironmen, you go girl, and is featured now in a brand new book, The Women's Guide to Triathlon, where she wrote the introduction and also a really cool chapter on the traveling triathlete. Tara, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, now, everywhere I go, you know, I do triathlon. I just love it. I think it's really great for people who have attention deficit because, honey, listen, if you get tired of one thing, you've got 2 more sports to go. So, you know, we're talking about swim, bike, run in that order. And also lifting a few weights out there. So we like those nice curvy muscles, too, of the triathlete, which is kind of cool. A lot of places I go, women say, oh, my gosh, I want to give it a whirl. And I oftentimes recommend, you know, starting with something like Iron Girl, which is a really great one. It's because it's all women. It gives you a chance to kind of get in there. Because so many of these triathlons are men and women. But, you know, a lot of women are a little bit, oh, God, can I do it? So, Tara, what do you recommend?
I also recommend starting out with an all-women's sprint triathlon. It is the most supportive race that you can do. My first race over 20 years ago was the, I think it was called the Susan B. Komen Foundation race, the Danskin race put on by Sally Edwards. And it was first time. And you will see women there of all ages, all shapes, all sizes, doing a triathlon. It's a very welcoming environment for beginners. The race is very well put on. That's what Iron Girl is. They have a very good race setup. And definitely start with an all-women triathlon.
Well, you know, let's talk about distances. You said the word sprint. Go through this so everyone understands the levels of distances on each of the sports, on the swim, bike, and the run.
Sure. So a sprint triathlon, sometimes referred to as a mini triathlon, is the first entry into the triathlon world. And that is usually about a quarter of a mile swim, anywhere between a 12 to a 15 mile bike, and then a 5K at the end, a 3.2 mile run. The next level up is the Olympic distance, and the Olympic distance is about a mile swim, a 25 mile bike, and then capped off with a 10K run, which is a 13.1. Then you make your way up to even more distances, and this is what happens in triathlon. You do one, you're so afraid in the beginning, and then you get the triathlon bug. You've accomplished it, you crossed the finish line. Not only was it so much fun, but it was such a big personal accomplishment that you want more. You either want to do more of them or you want to see how far you can go. So some people start out with a sprint, then they jump into the Olympic, and now it's time for the half Ironman level. And the half Ironman is about a 1.5 mile swim. It is a 50 to 56 mile bike, so depending on the course. And then you finish with a 13.1 mile run. I think I made a mistake with the Olympic. The Olympic is a 10K, which is a 6 mile run. So each time you move up in the triathlon, you're going a little bit further in distance. And then you have your grand Ironman. That is the cream of the crop that anyone that gets involved in triathlon at some point considers. And that is the big one. Have you ever done one? Oh, yeah. So the Ironman is a 2.6 mile swim, a 100 mile bike, and a marathon at the end. So those are the distances of the triathlons. And as you go throughout different races throughout the United States, you may see little bits of variation, a mile or two, depending on the course or the style or type of the race.
Gotcha. Now tell us, you know, out there, there's women trembling thinking, well, first of all, I can barely get to the gym to start with. How in the heck am I going to do three sports? So, you know, what's the low hanging fruit here? The simplest thing that you can do?
The simplest thing you can do to start is really to get on your bike and start to go for runs. So, you know, very easy if you know how to ride a bike from being a kid and you're out there walking, it's very easy to start building up some distance and endurance on the bike and on the run. And then what seems to be a very big barrier for women entering the sport of triathlon is swimming. Not many women know how to swim distances. They know how to swim in the pool, having fun in the ocean, splashing around, but not to swim a distance. So for the swim, it really is helpful to take lessons with a swim coach, a tri coach, or even join a beginner swim clinic for triathlon.
Yeah, I think that that's a really great idea. The swim seems to be the part that really freaks people out. The other thing, too, is join a master's class, depending upon how old you are. You know, if you're a little rusty and back and forth, I found total immersion to be a great format for a lot of people who are kind of redoing their swim style. So you can look up total immersion out there on the internet. But there's a lot of, you know, tri coaches out there who are really, really helpful with just the beginner. And then, of course, there's the run thing as well. And women, listen, you got to lift a few weights out there, too. So you really kind of have four sports, as it were, because you got to be strong. So tell us about what happens in the gym.
Yeah, so it really is good to build up some strength training. There's a lot of movement in the body when you're doing swim, bike, and run. And women especially need to build up that very strong core. Not just the abdominal muscles, but the platform from building the pelvis, hips, and core muscles.
Right.
If you want to be able to move your legs and arms biomechanically efficiently and not get injured and hang and overuse your joints, you need to have that strength. So lighter weights, somewhere in the middle, some consistent reps, three times, working the arms, working the lats, working the legs, and definitely building strength in the pelvis, hips, and in the core. And you can do that with weights, or you can do that with your own body weight.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, and this is where having a really good tri coach, you know, comes in. And you're obviously a tri coach. We're talking to Tara Comer, who is an endurance athlete, triathlete for over 20 years. She's featured in the marvelous new book, The Women's Guide to Triathlon, where she's written the introduction as well as one of the chapters on the traveling triathlete. And she's helping us understand, you know, if you're a woman out there in her radio land, what goes on? You know, if you want to start dipping in there a little bit. I also think, and maybe Tara, you can comment on this, women do really good in groups. You know, to support one another as they're going out to learn tri, as well, just in groups per se. So I agree with you that the first tri should be a women's tri, and then you get out there and start kicking in the water with guys. It's a whole different
exactly.
ball game. Oh, Lord, help us.
I agree with you there. If you can start even with a friend or two, start your training with one or two friends, or there are many great all-women's triathlon clubs out there, and they welcome beginners, and they have many programs for beginners. If you could get a friend who either has done a triathlon before or even another friend who's a newbie like you, and you can share in the experience. I did my first triathlon with three of my girlfriends, and none of us knew what we were doing. So we had a lot of laughs. There were a lot of comedy of errors, but we enjoyed every minute of it, and all of us are still doing it 20 years later.
Yeah, and I think that that's the thing that's so great about the community of women. We really have a ball out there. I do it because it's an adventure and it's marvelous. Everyone, we have been talking to Tara Comer, who is an endurance athlete, a triathlete for over 20 years. She's competed in the Ironman. The book is The Women's Guide to Triathlon, and her website is Tricoola, that's T-R-I-K-U-L-A coaching.com. Tara, thanks for being on her radio. We're so happy that you shared your wit and wisdom. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and get your questions in to ask her as well. And feel well.